Don't forget to get all of your Christmas gifts at the Howie Carr Show store. Just go to HowieCarrShow.com. Click store and pick from any of our awesome deals. We have four different deals that are all $19.99. The most popular, the deplorable deal. President Trump's favorite book from the campaign, 2016, What Really Happened by yours truly, and a deplorables t-shirt. Proud to be a deplorable, $19.99. Or you can get the Rat Bastards deal. That includes Rat Man, a book about the trial, the conviction, and the murder of Whitey Bulger, and a beautiful t-shirt commemorating our podcast, Dirty Rats, $19.99. Those are just two of the four deals. Go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store, check them all out. You can get all of your Christmas shopping done all at once, and you'll have lots of money left. Avoid the mall. Get the best gifts at the cheap bastard price. HowieCarrShow.com, click store. Now, enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
What will the checks be on this president if he is reelected?
Let's not even contemplate that. Civilization as we know it today is at stake in the next election, and certainly our planet.
We're all going to die!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This is a very sad time for our country. There's no joy in this.
This is no cause for any joy. This is a very sad time for our country.
So in any case, it's a pretty exciting to have the role, to be here at this time. You cannot violate the Constitution in full view.
Are you having a stroke?
Would also have to testify if there's some sort of deal cut. Would you be willing to do so?
Can we not have any more questions about impeachment?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Fighting words, Joe Biden faces off with a voter.
Damn near as old as I am. I'm too old. I'm 83, and I know damn well I don't have the mental faculties I did when I was 30 years old.
Pacing the floor like a prize fighter, Joe Biden punched back.
If you want to check my shape on, let's do push-ups together here, man.
I think you're better than me, huh?
He isn't used to work out with Charles Atlas in the 50s.
1850s?
Yeah, that's it. It's go time.
Unchained and unstoppable.
266,000 new jobs. This blows away expectations.
This is the best number I've ever seen in my life. In the end, the Chinese are going to have to put jobs here. The president can walk away from the table with this number.
The Democrats, it was probably a good move to do this whole impeachment stuff, because if they had to talk about the economy and didn't have the impeachment to talk about, they really want to focus on impeachment for the next couple of weeks, I would say.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Question for Madam Speaker. Is the impeachment process sad or is it exciting? I believe you said that about 10 minutes apart on the town hall special that nobody watched last night on CNN.
I don't know, but it's hard to be sad and excited at the same time.
That's just what I was thinking. I don't think I've ever been sad and excited at the same time. It's pretty weird. Like, for instance, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, after they lost their third game in a row last night to the Chicago Bears, quarterback UNC guy, not the greatest UNC guy of all time in athletics, but he got the job done last night, Trubisky. Jerry Jones went on the morning post-game radio show today in Dallas and used the BS word, only he didn't use BS. He spelled it out about three or four times. Now, was he excited or was he sad?
Just like Merle Gorman. He uses that word, too.
And they're almost the same age. And Joe Biden's up there, and he's about the same age, too, and he says this is a big bleeping deal.
The only instance I can think of being sad and excited at the same time is if I had a rich great-uncle that I really didn't know about, and he passed away and left me a lot of money. I'm sad that he died, But I'm excited. I'm coming.
No,
into
you
a lot
say
of money.
You're sad that he died, but you're really excited.
I guess that's true.
Let's be honest. And if Joe Biden is now going to be compared to a prize fighter by his stenographers in the Democrat mainstream media steno pool, can we call him Punchy? I want that to be his nickname, Punchy. That's an old 50s, 60s. There used to be a gangster in Boston named Punchy McLaughlin, just for that reason. Punchy, as in punch drunk. Because maybe that's the excuse about what's happening with him. All right, time now for the chump line.
I'm John Kerry, and I'm violating the Logan Act.
Again, he's been violating the Logan Act for almost a half century. When he was still on active duty in the U.S. Navy after he came back from his 4 months in Vietnam, he flew to Paris when the Paris peace talks were starting between the North Vietnamese and the U.S. when President Nixon was running the show. That was a flat-out violation of the Logan Act. He even came in like his dress white uniform. So this is, what goes. He's coming full circle in his squalid career.
Come on, Howie. In all fairness, do we really know how thick those blankets were that Obama and Biden gave to Ukraine?
That sound cut from Telemundo is just astonishing. You know, even by Joe Biden's standards, when he's talking about how he, the president of the United States, endangered Ukrainians who were being invaded by the Russians when he wouldn't give them the military equipment, when he was in an administration that for 8 years, when they actually were being invaded by the Russian, having one third of the country annexed by the Russians, they didn't do anything for them. They didn't even deliver them blankets into the country. And yet he's complaining about Trump. And he's saying that the crime was not getting his son that no-show corrupt job with the corrupt oil natural gas company Burisma. The crime was when Trump asked for an investigation of the original crime. It's amazing. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, saying that we've been deluged with requests to repeat the Howie Carr Matthews Brothers Charity Hour again this year. So we're proud to announce that Friday, December 20th, we're teaming up to give each, that means Matthews Brothers and the Howie Carr Show, give $100 to charities who call into the show in the last hour. That's 2 weeks from tonight. And that's no malarkey.
Can I get me a funny joke here?
It was a botched joke. I said I wanted to call Joe Biden Punchy. 603 says he's got another boxing nickname for him, the Great White Dope. How about the Bum of the Month? That's what they used to call the people that were fighting Joe Louis back in the 30s and the 40s. They couldn't get anywhere. Bum of the Month, Great White Dope, Punchy. There are a lot of good nicknames for him.
He made a documentary. It'd be called Requiem for a Lightweight.
How about Requiem for a Flyweight? A Bantamweight?
Enough of this malarkey stuff. Come on, man. Everybody knows I like my liver and onions. It makes me strong for push-ups and gymnasium fighting, too.
Do we have a sound cut of him today in New Hampshire? Taylor saying he shouldn't have asked him to do the push-up contest?
Not yet. I'm looking for it.
How many times has he done this? He keeps these are recurring themes. He confuses Ohio and Iowa. He demands a push-up contest. He asks people about their IQs. I mean, should Joe Biden be asking people about their IQs, really, seriously? I mean, even in his prime, whenever his prime was, do you think that he was ever eligible to join Mensa? I don't think so.
Hey, Howie, I can't tell you where Hunter Biden is today, but I'm sure wherever he is, he's snowed in.
Yeah, as an earlier texter said, we also don't know what his favorite Amtrak line is.
Howie, a personal hygiene question. Is that the same t-shirt you wore yesterday? And did you bother to wash it?
Two t-shirts, two deplorable t-shirts. This is the other one. And it's not a long sleeve. I'm wearing a long sleeve t-shirt underneath because it's kind of nippy here in the studio, despite being in sunny South Florida. This is my other deplorable t-shirt. You can have your own deplorable t-shirt. Go to HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. You can get this. It's a great gift for Christmas. It's a great gift for yourself. We have all kinds of specials. Thanks for setting me up with that. And thanks for asking.
All t-shirts personally worn by Howie Carr and sent unwashed.
That's not true. They're unwashed, but they're personally not worn by me. I haven't even seen most of them. I've been gone now from Boston for a couple of 3 weeks. There's been a new order since then. You don't have to worry about getting an unwashed t-shirt. They're all perfectly clean. Order right now, HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. Great gift.
Lovey, my endorsement of Joe Biden is a brilliant tactic. With his frequent proclivities, he'll be out of the race faster than I ran the Boston Marathon. Then, I'll be able to endorse again, saying, I voted for Joe Biden before I voted against him.
I think at least John Kerry has finally come to his senses that he is not going to be the nominee of the party in 2020. And he's just going to have to take the solace from his second wife's first husband's trust fund. And living well is the best revenge. Isn't it, Gigolo John?
Here comes Cankles. Here comes Cankles for her third campaign as she tries yet again to cause the country pain. The bells are ringing and children are singing, because there goes Cankles on that loser train.
I'm going to make a prediction that if Cankles does get into the race, she's going to have as much luck. The third time is going to be the charm for her, just like it's the charm for punchy Joe Biden.
Howie, I figured out how to be a successful Democrat. All you need to do is repeat this race to yourself. Do as I say, not as I do.
And always remember that in so many Democrat districts, there's always an opening because your predecessor has just been thrown in the can. Let's play cut 25, the last cut we've got about Movita Johnson-Harrell from the city of brotherly love and soon to be in custody of a state prison. I wonder if she'll get to know Jerry Sandusky in Pennsylvania.
Now, Johnson-Harrell only took office last month. Her predecessor was also forced to leave office and resigned in disgrace. Meanwhile, Johnson-Harrell is set to resign next week.
Well, it's kind of like the city of Baltimore. I mean, they've had two out of three, right? The Pew, and then before her there was another one, and then before that there was Sheila Dixon, and she was brought down by corruption as well. It seems to be a pattern here in some of these blue districts.
Now if the Obamas are moving to Massachusetts on Martha's Vineyard, do you think they're going to check off the box to pay the optional higher tax rate on their Massachusetts tax returns?
That's a good question. I don't think they're going to declare Massachusetts residency, although they might save a few million bucks. I think Massachusetts has a lower tax rate than the District of Columbia. I could be wrong, but I think that's right. Maybe they will become Massachusetts residents, but I'm pretty sure they're not going to check the box. We have in Massachusetts, you can pay at 5.05% or 5.85%, the old Dukakis rate. And despite being overrun with liberals in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and maybe like 5 million taxpayers, maybe 300 of them pay at the higher rate every year.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, saying that we've been deluged with requests to repeat the Howie Carr Matthews Brothers Charity Hour again this year. So we're proud to announce that Friday, December 20th, 2 weeks from tonight, we're teaming up to each give $100 to charities who call in to the show. And that's no malarkey.
Lovey, yes. My endorsement of Joe Biden is a brilliant tactic. With his frequent proclivities, he'll be out of the race faster than I ran the Boston Marathon. Then, I'll be able to endorse again, saying, I voted for Joe Biden before I voted against him.
I wonder who Seth Moulton is going to endorse. Everybody outside of Massachusetts going, who? And many inside. Who's Seth Moulton? He's the congressman from the North Shore. He ran for president. He dropped out even before President Eric Swalwell. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone. Howie Carr.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
I have overwhelming respect and love for my son. And I find myself occasionally getting frustrated that assertions have been made that are simply not accurate. But as my son will say, Dad, just keep your cool. Just don't let it get to you.
As my son would say, what the hell happened to my crack pipe? Did I leave it in the rental car when I abandoned it? I did not have sex with that stripper. That baby just looks like me, and it's named Burisma. I put some $1 bills in her G-string, but that was about as far as it went. All right. Experience the amazing benefits of Superbeats. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the IG's report on the origins of the Russian hoax be a bombshell or a disappointment?
I fear it will be a disappointment.
79% agree with you.
I think, though, there should be enough information to get the guilty verdict against Michael Flynn thrown out when we get an actual black and white that this guy, Kevin Kleinsmith, an FBI lawyer, another rabid anti-Trumpster, with a plain Jane girlfriend in the Justice Department, like Peter Strzok, that he actually fabricated a part of an email from Carter Page to get the FISA warrant renewed after it ran out, I think, for the second or third time. I mean, that's pretty amazing that the mainstream media doesn't care about this. The guy is fabricating evidence. I mean, if they can fabricate evidence on Carter Page, who's, you can't criticize Vindman because he's in the military. Carter Page was in the military. He went to the U.S. Naval Academy. Michael Flynn was in the Army or the Marines for 33 years. It's okay to go after them. It's okay to frame them or try to frame them. They got no problem with that. They don't care because they were with Trump. It's just amazing. So what are the numbers?
79% say they're going to be disappointed by the IG's report.
Yeah, I hate to say it. I think I'm going to be one. Grace is off today, so I'm going to be in charge of police blotter facts Friday. I don't have to interrupt only myself this week. We'll be right back with Police Blotter Facts Friday. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 508 says, why will the IG's report be a disappointment? Was the FISA court not lied to? They were, but they don't. The judges don't seem to care. If I were a judge and somebody lied to me under oath, especially a law enforcement officer, I'd be pretty disturbed. I'd be raising hell. They don't care. I think they're part of the deep state, too. What about John Roberts, the Chief Justice? He's in charge of the FISA courts. He appoints the people that are on the FISA courts. Why isn't he up in arms about this? This guy continues, were the dossiers not phony? Of course they were. There was only one, and it was totally phony. We were promised it would be a bombshell. Who lied? Your guy, Joe DeGeneva, promised there was plenty of evidence. I don't understand. We don't know if it's going to be a bombshell or a disappointment. You know, the New York Times and the Washington Post, they're carrying water for the police state. They want to turn the United States into a banana republic, so that's the way they're pushing it. That's why people like Greg Jarrett are saying don't get down on it. The president says it's going to be great. I don't know. I tend to believe, just based on the MO of this Michael Horowitz, that he's reluctant to state the obvious, which is the corruption in the FBI and the Justice Department is endemic, and I don't know how you I don't know how you root it out without sending a lot of people to prison, and I don't think they have the stomach to do that. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Barr and John Durham, the U.S. attorney in Connecticut who's doing the investigation, I hope they're going to indict all these people. All right. Time now for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
You know how the Chump Line works. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories or items from your local daily or weekly newspaper. Police Blotter Facts Friday. We ask you to send in your funny stories or items to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com, or you can send them to our fax line. I don't have the fax number in front of me, but we'll get it to you. It's probably on our website. And send them in, and at this time each Friday, we read the funniest one in our opinion. The two best entries get a nice gift, and that today will be a copy of What Really Happened, which is also available at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store, along with this T-shirt, $19.99. Other great deals are available. The Chump Line is brought to you by Pienta Dosi Bakery, which has been baking great bread and other bakery products since 1916. Again, it's the blotter, not the Chump Line. I apologize. It's been a long week. All right. First of all,
so let me get this straight, Howie. You're doing the stories this week?
Yes, I am.
Oh boy. If you don't want, I've got a stack of stories here if you want to keep it regular, but I think this might be a treat for you to be reading the stories.
Well, there must have been some failure in our communications, because I've got like a stack this long. They were printed up by Grace.
I didn't know Grace was giving you stories to do, but by all means.
Okay. Well, maybe I will turn it over to you in the second segment for a little bit. If you think I've missed some of the good stories, I got them in a nice stack here. We're gonna start out, since we weren't around yesterday. Look at those pictures of those mugshots. That's from the Sunshine State of Florida. Thanksgiving is a time when families like to get together, and it's also a time to get drunk and disorderly too. And that's what happened here. Here's one. This is Thanksgiving in the Sunshine State, and it also involves naked man and naked woman. This is Clearwater, Florida, where Whitey Bulger used to hang out in the old days. A 70-year-old woman and her 60-year-old mate are each jailed on felony charges after they allegedly had sex on a Florida sidewalk on Thanksgiving evening in view of a 12-year-old child. This was in front of the Capitol Theater in downtown Clearwater. Susan Raskillo, 70, and Robert Kellogg, 60, were playing doctor with the shades drawn, only there weren't any shades. They were just playing doctor at around 8:45 p.m. Thanksgiving night.
Be well, be well, be well on the neighbor day.
The victim, Clearwater police said, saw the 70-year-old woman on her back with her legs up in the air with no pants on.
The victim just being an eyewitness?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, seeing two elderly people go at it on a sidewalk at night in Florida. Yeah, that's a victim, absolutely.
Rosillo, that's the 70-year-old woman with no pants on, was extremely uncooperative and continued to scream that she wanted a lawyer, according to the affidavit.
I didn't know they wanted to make it a threesome.
This is going to shock you. There was an indication of alcohol influence.
No.
Rosillo, the 70-year-old woman, was convicted earlier this month on an open container charge after she was spotted drinking a can of Bud Light Cran-Burrita beer on a Clearwater street. Kellogg's rap sheet includes collars for trespassing, disorderly intoxication, disorderly conduct, panhandling, battery on a law enforcement officer, obstruction, and carrying an open container. They're both homeless. Florida in Thanksgiving in Dade County.
Boy, we're just making the rounds today in Florida, huh?
I am. I got lots of stuff here. An unexpected knock at the door during a Florida family's Thanksgiving dinner turned out to be a nearly 9-foot-long alligator. His name was Albert, by the way.
Albert the alligator. Sure.
Yes. He was hissing and swinging his tail around, Mort Myers, homeowner Chaya Berry, told CBS in Miami. I looked through the window, and sure enough, there's a gigantic alligator, and his tail was just smacking my door. It was intense. She added, I'm like, why my house? Do you smell turkey?
I think he was just delivering the day's bills. After all, I think I heard he was the mail-a-gator.
Ha, 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 ha. Huh.
Thursday evening, Thanksgiving evening in Georgia, man called out of his Steak and Shake job. Who knew Steak and Shake was open on Thanksgiving? Because he was drunk. But then he had another cocktail, and he turned up and tried to rob the place while holding a coworker at gunpoint. This gentleman was named, this was in Oakwood, Georgia. And the perp was a guy named Kentarius Gowans. Kentarias. He called out of work at the restaurant. Called in sick, I guess. This is the Daily Mail. Called out. Yeah. Called in sick.
Sick. Yeah.
He got drunk and he went to the restaurant, and an intoxicated Gowans briefly raised the gun. At officers before dropping it. Wow, he got away easy then. Okay. Thanksgiving in Tennessee.
We're moving north. Thank you.
27-year-old Floyd Richard Luke is accused of throwing a glass-top table at his grandmother and pushing his grandfather over a railing and off a porch during an argument at Thanksgiving dinner.
Barbaric.
Did the grandparents then go outside to Florida and have sex on the sidewalk?
No, they said, we're not sticking around here. We're going to the Steak and Shake. And then that's when they ran into Kentarius Gowans. No, they didn't. Floyd Luke was in an argument with multiple family members. See, this story, though, they don't tell you what the argument was about. He reportedly said inappropriate things about other family members and was told to stop. An argument ensued. He began to behave erratically. I'd say screaming at your relatives at Thanksgiving dinner. He was behaving erratically when he made those statements. Throughout the course of the argument, he is said to have grabbed a glass tabletop, a glass top table.
Well, you can grab.
That's pretty heavy, yeah, isn't it?
Well, he may not have grabbed the whole table if it was just the tabletop. That's the glass insert that sits on the on top of the table.
Yeah, I have one of those, but it's outside, and it's
why is
it's
your
now
glass top
winter.
Table outside?
Because it was out on the patio when I owned the house. I don't know where it is now. It's probably in storage. He threw it at his grandmother. His grandfather attempted to intervene, at which time he reportedly threw Gramps off a railing and off the porch. So what is this guy, Joe Biden, throwing old men around? Okay, now Thanksgiving's over, Taylor. We're moving on to Black Friday. Virginia man arrested on Black Friday after being found naked in Kohl's parking lot.
Beware, beware, beware of the naked man.
A Virginia man was arrested Friday after police say he was found sitting naked in a car in a North Carolina Kohl's parking lot on America's busiest shopping day of the year. Why didn't he stay in the Old Dominion? Why did he have to drive down to North Carolina?
Must have been near the border.
Tylik Shadu Little, 28, was spotted after a patrolling officer spotted marijuana coming from a row of vehicles.
Wait, how do you spot marijuana coming from a row of vehicles?
I'm just reading the story. It's not a well-written story. These people don't...
I guess because the statute has been set that you can't pull people over in some states for smelling it. So you have to, I guess, see it. So maybe that's what the police told his commanding officer.
The officer ordered Tylik Shadu Little to put clothes on and exit the vehicle, but he instead tried to escape by driving behind and between nearby buildings. He was stopped a short distance away and taken into custody, now wearing pants and a shirt. This type of behavior on the busiest shopping day of the year is particularly appalling, said Police Chief Lawrence Capps. Apparently, you're allowed to smoke marijuana naked in the Kohl's parking lot on other days other than Black Friday.
Just make sure they don't see it.
He was charged with indecent exposure, resisting arrest, marijuana possession, and was also served with an outstanding warrant for assault on a female. There was a lot of this going around, Taylor.
I want nobody help me.
This is from Hempfield, wherever Hempfield is.
Aptly named.
A 40-year-old video game enthusiast exposed himself.
No, I'm going to rewrite this headline. A 40-year-old basement dweller.
I think the writer was trying to be wry and satirical.
Creative.
A video game enthusiast exposed himself in the parking lot of a busy Hempfeld parking plaza, shopping plaza, Saturday. Trooper Charles Huss reported that a woman parking between Target and Lowe's said there was a man exposing himself and performing a sex act while sitting inside the car. Trooper Huss said he arrived to find Gregory M. Gillek of Hempfield seated in his 2015 Nissan sedan in the parking lot, holding what appeared to be a gaming device in his hand and was listening to an MP3 audio device. Listen to this excuse, Taylor. Upon interviewing Gillek, he stated that his Wi-Fi is slow at his residence, so he comes to the parking lot to connect to Lowe's Wi-Fi for internet. He admitted that his genitals were outside of his pants during this time. He likes to come and get the hook up to the Wi-Fi and then take off his pants.
I mean, right. I believe the excuse, but I also believe that his genitalia was out and
did you have
he was
any
playing
of these?
More than video games. If you get,
did
like
you
that.
Have any of these, Taylor?
I don't think so. No.
So there were. I mean, we don't do it for 2 weeks, and we have more than enough stuff.
Absolutely.
All right, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
All right, back to police blotter facts. Friday, we got a few minutes left. Maybe I'll let Taylor read a few of his, but I've got a couple more. I want to read a few more. Couple used potato gun to launch drugs into jail, cops say. This was in Canada. They've been arrested. They were shooting a gun, a potato gun, into the Saskatoon Provincial Correctional Center. Must have very low walls. I used to have a potato gun when I was 7 years old, and I don't think I could have shot anything over a prison wall.
Are you sure? You had a potato gun when you were seven?
Yeah.
Yours operate?
You had a gun and you stuck it into a potato, and then it took out a little bit of the potato and you fired at somebody.
No.
That was my potato gun.
Wrong kind. This is built out of PVC pipe. You load one end with hairspray and you just ignite it and boom.
Maybe that was what they were. They weren't using one of my potato guns.
No.
The authorities recovered from the duo 28 grams of marijuana, 3 grams of cannabis shatter. Never heard of that.
It was a Bud Spud gun.
And 7 grams of crystal meth. Cops believe the two used a potato gun, which is a pipe-based cannon. Again, that doesn't sound like my gun. Anyway, one more. Drunk Florida man shoots boy who was playing with Nerf gun. This was Sanford, Florida. And this guy looks like somebody who would do this. An intoxicated Florida man reportedly shot a 7-year-old boy who was playing with a Nerf gun at his sister's house on Saturday night. Anthony Nuth allegedly interrupted a group of children playing with the toy guns at a Sanford home, telling the youngsters he had a gun with real bullets. And then he shot the 7-year-old in the leg. He was taken to a nearby hospital.
It's terrible.
I know, that was terrible.
Threatening little kids like that.
Cuff told police he was in drinking Southern Comfort at the time and didn't recall shooting his gun.
It's almost as bad as Hennessy.
Okay, have you got a couple there, Taylor?
Yeah.
How about we
do this, Howie? I'll pick a winner and you pick a winner.
I got some more good ones. Let me give you a couple more. You know, we talk about tattoos on the face, and some of these Latin kings that were arrested yesterday in Massachusetts have tattoos on their face. This is a guy in Indiana. He has a tattoo on his face. You know what it says? Crime pays. They're looking for this guy.
It's paying off if he hasn't been caught.
Crime paid. And meanwhile, Ohio police seek public's help in apprehending a wanted pothead. You know, he's a level 3, tier 3 sex offender by the name of Douglas Perry Christopher. And do you know what he has on his head? He has a tattoo of a marijuana plant. And in case you didn't know how the shape of a marijuana plant, on either side it says pothead. They're looking for him. There it is. There's the mugshot
That's kind of funny.
Okay, go ahead. What are yours?
All right. Well, Kentucky judge accused of frat house antics, threesomes with staffers.
Wow.
A Kentucky judge has been accused of turning her chambers into a glorified frat house.
Glorified?
Having a threesome with staffers and allowing employees to get drunk on the job, all while abusing her power to win re-election. This is Dawn Gentry. She's guilty, I'd say. 9 charges by the state's Judicial Conduct Commission on Wednesday.
Canada Mall fires Santa for posting dirty and inappropriate photos online. He posted a photo of himself groping a female friend. He was trying to impersonate Al Franken, apparently. All right. Wedding guest arrested for having... I'm Howie Carr.